what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
The Pyramid High School basketball season began yesterday afternoon. The Lady Dinos rolled to a victory over South Summit. You can get your complete recap on that game right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. Lady Dinos again will take the court tonight. And also, we'll see the boys basketball team. This will be a home tilt against Mazer Prep. A little bit later than we expected. Here we are, December 4th, but the season's finally off and rolling tonight. Joining us to talk about that and more right now, we have head coach Jared Butler over the phone. And Coach, I appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
Coach, it was about a month ago you and I were talking over the phone here on the show about the tryouts, and now a month later we're actually getting the games rolling. It's not as if you had a month to work with these kids. You know, we saw this last night in the Emory game. It's quick. Everything's kind of condensed, but these games count, and I think that's the important thing, right? I mean, region play still a little ways off, but with the RPI, a short period of time to get these kids prepared, but tonight's game counts.
Yeah, it sure does, and we're doing our best to be as prepared as we can, I'm sure, as every other school is. But it's way interesting, there's no doubt about that.
Now, what are some of the things, Coach, that you really put an emphasis on, knowing that you weren't going to have a lot of time to prepare for tonight's contest?
We just wanted to hone in the first practice. What did we get? Three practices or so, and really look at our defensive rotations. Just and this group is pretty solid at that, whether we can get them to really get out and be aggressive as we want them to is going to be something we'll watch for. But I'm excited to see. I think they've been working really hard that way. But then after that, we've really been trying to hone down a few of our sets and get some things just as sound as we can so that we'll offensively be prepared for whether we see a zone or a man, or we even had to throw in a little bit in case we see some pressure full court or whatnot. I'm not sure. I've only seen three old films on Mazer Prep from 2 years ago. Didn't have anything from them last year. So mostly I've been worrying about us right now. So
as you mentioned, maybe seeing a press at some point in time, one of the things that has got to ease your mind a little bit, Coach, is you have a starting five that is very, very experienced. These kids have been around, and because of that, there's some pretty high expectations surrounding the basketball team this year.
Yeah, I hope we have that as well. I hope it's something we can bring some confidence in, and the majority of these seniors have seen quite a bit of time on the varsity level, and then we have three or four juniors that have as well. And then this year I'm hoping to get some help from three or four sophomores. So I'm hoping to see a really experienced team this year that's just ready to, and that's what's been, reassuring this week is, especially with this older group of seniors, they're really smart kids, and they pick up quickly on being reminded of what we've done in the past or tweaking something for this team, and that's been exciting to see. Now, if we can just put it together in a game now, that'll be what we're looking for. So,
one of the things, Coach, that stands out to me is there's complementary size. I mean, every now and then this Carbon basketball team has had a kid with some decent size that could play in the middle, but it's always lacked complementary size. And if we take a look at the front court, I think you have that this year between Keenan Hatch and Preston Condi, and these are two kids that got a lot of varsity time last year. It's been a little while since we've been able to say that.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You know, when you see heights, that's part of our tryouts, is I actually do measure them, and I know they're in their shoes, but Keenan's right at 6'10", and Preston, he's right up there at 6'5", just under 6'5", and then every other starter is over 6 foot, with Max coming off the bench, and he's going to be, he's been very impressive with the things he's done. So he's going to take a lot of time, and he's really athletic with his jumping ability. So we do, we're long too. I mean, we do their arms as well. Some of them are actually longer with their arms than they are with their height, which is interesting as well. But yeah, it should help us. I hope we can use that.
Yeah, I mean, Coach, if we go back to your time as an assistant or a JV coach at Emory, it was one thing that you always had. You always had a big, and going back to your kids, they were complementary bigs playing off of one another. How does that change what you do this season compared to last, or does it at all?
It should, yeah. And I'm hoping that, and that's something we haven't even, I mean, there's a couple of real quick sets that we have with those two, but we have some high-low deals that I want to throw in this year with those two, because both of them have great hands, and if they can utilize each other, and if a team on some of the plays or sets, if they, you know, obviously want to switch, it shouldn't hurt us at all if the other will just seal and work that way. And there's some things we should be able to capitalize on, so that's an exciting thing as well.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dino basketball team. Coach, we talked about the front court. We could talk about the back court. You got some kids that really play hard basketball, including Merrick Morgan or Caleb Winfrey. I mean, again, these are kids that got a lot of time at the JV. Some of them got a lot of time at the varsity level. When you look at the back court this year, from a maturity standpoint, have you noticed a big difference?
Yes. Caleb, he's been doing a great job running the point for us. His thing in the past has been his effort on defense, and we've worked on that. As of right now, it's looking really good. And sometimes it's just a little reminder of that, and then he'll have kids pushing him, you know, if he doesn't. But Merrick Morgan is our hardest worker, you know, that he just is always in the correct position. He's out leading the ladders every day, leading our conditioning. He is just a fierce defender. He's long with his arms. He anticipates well. He should be fun seeing those two up top. Noah can play up top as well, but he's going to be playing down lower. He is our fierce player. You know, he brings a little grit to this team, and so where some of the others don't quite have as much of that. And if Noah will get his confidence, the sky's the limit for him. He can come off and just shoot with extreme accuracy. He plays great defense. And then, you know, with our two bigs, and like I talked about Max earlier, but then we have Jordan Fawcett that's really a solid, savvy player at the point. And then Rylan Hart right now, he's got a rolled ankle, but, you know, if you've ever watched him, he's just a fierce, gritty player that just gives everything he has. You know, Jackson Griffith's going to help us. He's coming off a back injury, but when he gets healthy, he is an all-around player that's just exciting, and they just get after that junior class. They just play hard, and it's really going to help us through our practices, you know, that they get pushed, and it helps our whole team. So I'm excited. I just hope we can put it all together and that we'll make this work.
If we look at the revised schedule, Coach, once we get past tonight's game against Mazer, three games in 3 days next week at Delta, at Uinta, and then home against North St. Pete. When you look at the travel schedule there, well, it's going to be a real grueling test for this team. And honestly, when I look at the schedule, I like it, because if you're going to compete for a state championship, you have to be able to overcome a grueling schedule. And I don't know if you'll find more of an opportunity for a kid to get travel logged than that three-game stretch.
Yeah, and then turn right around and play Monday and Tuesday, you know, and then back again Friday. It is. We looked at it as a staff, and we were just glad to get the games. You know, I've heard of other teams who've had to lose games this year, and we were able to reschedule, and so we'll have a full schedule. And we take that as, you know, I mean, practice is a practice, and there will be things for 5 days in a row we can't fix in a practice, but a game is, you know, you can't replace that. So, and I hate to take games from these kids. You know, everything else has been taken from them with the fans and everything else. It's just, that's what we decided to do, and we'll see, you know, but at least we're playing is the way we looked at it.
Yeah, no question. No question. I mean, it's kind of surreal that the season is finally here. Coach, it's one of those deals where, the expectations, from a spectator standpoint, a media standpoint, they do have to be tempered a little bit. So tonight, what are the expectations that you've set for this team and something that you look at and say, look, we have to accomplish this, knowing that there are a million of excuses that kids could use, but still the task at hand?
Defense. You can always just play a fierce, aggressive defense, and then to out-rebound. I'm hoping that can be a goal for every single night we play. I remember a big Grantsville team, if they bring back some of those kids I watched last year. But, I mean, there will be a few teams that we're outsized with, but we, out of our guards especially, we'll stress that. And those two things, if we take care of those, and then, you know, there's going to be some rust on the offense. That's just going to happen with every team. But if we can do those things, I think I'll be excited tonight.
If we talk about the glasses, with this team and the physical abilities that they possess, Coach, is it as simple as saying just use your basketball IQ and don't get out of hustled and you should be fine on the glass? It's really that simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's also it's an effort thing, you know, and you can watch it, Jordan. You know, you've seen more basketball than I have, but you can just see when a kid has a nose for it and they get it. It's just about their ability to just every single time compete and go for that. That's all it is knowing, okay, yeah, you know which side it should be bouncing off, but getting your body to get there. And then the kids that have it, they shine, and the ones that have to be coached on it all the time, eventually it catches up with them. And if they don't do that side of it by the time they're a varsity squad, it usually doesn't do too well for them. So that's one thing I stress a ton with Jordan, is they have to want to be in the mix and chase that ball every time it goes up.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to the contest tonight, Coach. Finally, some high school basketball to get excited about. I really appreciate you taking out the time, and we'll see you at the game.
All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Do not forget, live coverage of tonight's contest will begin at 6:30 p.m. on KRPX 95.3 The Peak. You can also stream the game live at CastleCountryRadio.com. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk college football. It's all straight ahead.